This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis asks, "My Chanukah, what is Chanukah?" This is a very short passage of Gemara, and the Gemara presumably tells us the whole story. It tells us that the Yevanim entered the Heichal, they defiled all the oil, the Chashmonaim came in, they prevailed, and they found only enough oil to last for one day. Miraculously, it lasted for 8 days. It says the Gemara, Lashana Acheres, the following year, Kavum Va'asaim Yamim Tovim Behal Vaida. They established it, and they made it Yamim Tovim for Halel and for Haida. And the question that is raised by the Ben Yehoyada is, why only the following year? Why didn't they establish Chanukah that year? What were they waiting for? The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. That year there were so many Jewish casualties, it wasn't proper to establish a Yom Tov. But this is a question of the Ben Yehoyada as well, and it gives the following incredible teretz. The Jewish calendar is a living calendar, which means that when we commemorate a miracle, we're not just commemorating a miracle that happened in the past, but every year when that Yom Tov comes, the same spiritual influence and oirois and hashpa of that nes and that miracle comes again, and we experience it again, and it happens again. Like we say in the bracha, Sha'asa nisim la'avoyseinu bayomim ha'heim in those days, uvazman hazeh, and at this time as well. Now, after the miracle of Chanukah, the Chachamim did not know, they weren't sure whether the miracle of Chanukah was a one-time event, or Klal Yisrael would again experience the oirois and the hashpa of that Yom Tov on an annual basis. So they had to sort of step back and see, let's see the following year. If in the next year it's just a regular day, so then it's not appropriate to establish a Yom Tov. But if again we experience the same oirois and hashpa of the miracle of Chanukah, then we know that this is a living miracle and we need to establish it as a Yom Tov, says the Ben Yehoyada. The question though is, since when do the Chacham have to step back and wait and see if the miracle will repeat itself? They didn't do that for Purim, so why they have to do that for Chanukah? This question is raised in the Sefer Chazoin Lamoyed, quoted in the Oitzrois Peninei HaTorah. And the Sefer Chazoin Lamoyed gives an astounding answer based on the approach of Rav Shlomo Kluger. We wrote up the approach of Shlomo Kluger in our humble Sefer on Chanukah, The Light and the Splendor, for Art Scroll. And this is really taking it to the next level. Rav Shlomo Kluger asks a bunch of questions. Firstly, he asks, why does Gemara in Chulin say, Haman min HaTorah minayin, Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, Esther min HaTorah minayin, and the Gemara doesn't say, Antiochus min HaTorah minayin, Yochanan Kohen Gadol min HaTorah minayin? Why does the Gemara only search for a source and a remez to the villains and heroes of the Purim story and not the Chanukah story? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, what does it mean? For your people Israel, you made a great salvation. Uforkan and redemption as of today. What does that mean, as of today? Whatever God does, it happens on that day. And Rav Shlomo Kluger offers an incredible approach, namely that typically miracles are pre-programmed into the very fabric of creation, because God doesn't like to change nature. So because he doesn't like to split the sea, what he does is, when he created the sea, he stipulated the sea that when the Jews come and they need this miracle, that's what you're going to do. It's already programmed into your being, into your nature. So Hashem doesn't have to override nature. This has already been programmed into the system. Vayashav hayom le'esanoi le'tnai harishain. And all the great miracles that God brought for the Jewish people, Hashem didn't have to override nature. He programmed it into nature that nature should change its course at the time that the Ribbono Shel Olam summons. That is what happened with the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as well as Purim. Haman min HaTorah minayin, Esther min HaTorah minayin, Mordechai min HaTorah minayin. All of the events of the Purim story are found in the Chumash, in the text, which is the architectural plan of history and creation. And if the Purim story is alluded to in the text, then it's programmed into the Bria. However, Chanukah is a completely different miracle altogether. Chanukah was not programmed into the Bria. Chanukah did not have to happen, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. The miracle of Chanukah was such and was brought about through the Mesiras Nefesh of the Jewish people. After we were lackadaisical in Avodas Hashem, and Hashem took away the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, we had to be Moser Nefesh to get it back. It was utterly and completely dependent on our free choice and free will decision to be Moser Nefesh and go to war to retrieve the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. This was not a pre-programmed miracle. This was completely dependent on our free choice, and it could not have been programmed into creation because that would have been tampering with our Bechira Chavshis. This is the only miracle that was Kehayoyim Azeh, of that day. It happened at that time because the Jewish people did what needed to be done in order to elicit and access a miracle that was not programmed into the Bria. Based on this idea that the miracle of Chanukah was Kehayoyim Azeh, and it was not programmed into creation, says the Chazon Lamoyed. We understand why the Chachamim were unsure if the lights and the Hashpah of Chanukah would repeat itself annually. All the other miracles that were programmed into creation, God seared into the fabric of the world that when a certain date comes, that influence of light and miraculous nature would come down to the world on an annual basis. But Chanukah, it was not an annual miracle. It was Kehayoyim Hazeh. It was of that day, and the Chachamim therefore were not sure when the next year would come. Would that light repeat itself again? And sure enough, the Lashano HaCheres in the next year, they saw that the Mesiras Nefesh of the Jewish people changed and altered the fabric of creation, and they made it that this miracle that they brought about would repeat itself annually as well. And that is why it was specifically Lashana HaCheres, specifically by the Yom Tov of Chanukah, not by any other Yom Tov, because this is a miracle that's Kehayoyim Hazeh, as of this day. And therefore the Chachamim waited, as Ben Yoyada says, and they saw that even the miracle created by the Jewish people, that too repeated itself on an annual basis. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a Freilichen Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.